Hi, today I'll be talking about the usability project. I'll be focusing mostly on the project and how it works with the community and not so much on usability. Just briefly, usability is all about making things simpler, easier to use. The definition of usability is the effectiveness, efficiency, and satisfaction of a product. A lot of people tend to focus mostly on the satisfaction in terms of user options and user preferences, and that's another discussion to dispel that fear, uncertainty, and doubt about usability, because it's mostly about the project. So there are three major goals of the KDE usability project. First and foremost, we promote usability in open source and in the KDE community and in the KDE product. We also educate developers not only on what the concept of usability is, but also methods that they can apply in their development practices, such as talking to users, how to analyze certain bug reports, and user feedback, and to get the user more involved in the development process without the user being too obnoxious. But we also practice usability. We do this in the form of surveys, usability testing, reviewing user interfaces, doing design, working with developers, and that sort of thing. So to start out, the KDE Usability Project, in terms of mailing list, it's been around for a little while. It's also sort of, I think the appeal mailing list was the precursor to the KDE Usability Project. And it's been around for a while. There are lots of people subscribed to the mailing list. We also have a website. But in terms of actual activity and contributors, it hasn't had such a long history. So in the beginning of open source usability, if open source in general, everyone was a developer. In the beginning, this was okay because your audience were all developers. It was very developer-centric. For developers, by developers, I'm sure you have heard this term used before whenever talking about the audience of open source software. However, over time, open source got more popular. You had more users besides developers using open source. You had more users than technical users who were using open source. And so as you diversified your user audience, they had much different requirements and needs. And so you began to see a lot more of these usability problems later, after open source really started to gain some momentum, than at the beginning. So usability issues never existed, nor did you have good usability at the beginning. It's just that there were different users using the products. Also, there was not really a knowledge of usability in the open source community, and those who did know of the word usability didn't necessarily understand what usability meant. Castle 2003 was actually a very important time for KDE and usability. This is right after BasisCom and Relevantiv got together and did the Linux desktop usability survey. I think some of you might be familiar with that. And they also spoke at the conference. This was really important because there were both practicing usability specialists and developers who believed in usability together to push this into the KDE community. And after Castle, usability really gained momentum. There were lots of people speaking at conferences, at following academies, at Scale, at LinuxTag, at lots of conferences about usability and open source. We were also blogging about it, and we also produced reports that the community could read and understand what it is we do. However, people were still wary of the experts because there were few usability experts involved. And this goes back to the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that I was describing before about usability. Developers didn't quite understand what usability was, and so as a result, as more of them got together and started talking about these things, especially user options and user preferences, they got the wrong idea about usability, and so it tainted their entire idea of usability, and they didn't want to have anything to do with good design practices. I actually refer to what it is I do as design and not usability because of that tainting. not necessarily because it's not usability that I do, but usability is a small part of what I do. It's just easier to use a buzzword so everybody understands what I'm talking about. Also, open source is a meritocracy. If you produce code, you have peers who can review that code and establish your credibility or competency. We don't have that many experts involved in usability and open source, so we don't have that peer review. So somebody can't produce a report, have another credible expert say, yes, that is a good report, and then that person can begin, has a momentum towards contributing back to the community. And so what happened was there's a huge amount of noise on the usability list about developers going back and forth about usability. Some of them had really good ideas, but they got drowned out by arguments and trolling and branching of conversations in the same thread. And so it was really hard to get good points across whenever you had a lot of discussion about nothing. So coming to the present, I'm actually pretty pleased with the KDE community in general. Recently, what was it, last week? Matthew Paul Thomas of Canonical wrote a little article about usability, and it got Slashdotted. And I was surprised at the comments on Slashdot. It made me want to cry, and it also made me very happy to know that so many developers in KDE actually have an idea of what usability is and how it affects them. It goes beyond, whenever I talk about developers misunderstanding usability and thinking it's only user options, I'm talking about the rest of the open source community, because KDE has definitely been educated to know what usability is and how it affects software. Not that it's this mythical creature that, oh, maybe I want it and poof, my software is going to be better. It's a real thing that we ought to be practicing. Usually, after I explain usability or I talk to developers about usability and they finally understand it, they ask, what do we do now? Yes, I want this usability thing. What do we do now? Well, there are some things that we have been doing. We've done some studies, some usability testing, some was surveys, and some user interface reviews with the KDE PIM, KOffice Suite, Ocular, and printing. There are also some smaller projects, but I only had that much space on my one line. But overall, we've had over 20 reports, 20 formal reports, so written up accounts of usability in KDE from 2005 and 2007. We've had a few in 2008, but I usually don't collect them until the end of the year, so I don't know how many we have from 2008. But every single year has had a handful of reports. But unfortunately, you'll notice if you go to the usability.kde website that most of the reports happened in 2005, fewer happened in 2006, and most of the ones in 2007 were from me. So we really hit critical mass in 2005. We had almost 10 usability contributors. Most of them were psychologists or designers. They were practicing usability professionals, or they were students, and a lot of people were involved, and we got a lot of stuff done. Unfortunately, all of those people are gone now, except for me and Ellen. Things just happened. They either lost interest in KDE or open source, they graduated, moved on, and real life happened, so on and so forth. But the problem is, the project imploded on itself, and we almost didn't have a project anymore. Another problem that is sort of related to that is the mythical human interface guidelines that we've been working on for the past 3.5 years. The implosion happened about the same time that we finished planning for the HIG and started writing it. And whenever there was no one else left to write it, the two people who were left got busy with in real life for various reasons, or related but unrelated planning with KDE4. This happened at the same time. Luckily, the HIG development is picking up, and you'll learn more about that on Wednesday if you come to the HCI workshop. The other problem in KDE is we're missing the user in user-centered design. User-centered design is a design methodology that involves the user at every single step of the development process. However, when I say involve the user, It's keeping the user in mind, not necessarily getting the user involved in usability testing or asking the user what they think. But still getting users involved is really important. But the problem that I see now is we have ineffective avenues for their involvement. We get trolls on bugs, we get trolls in mailing lists, we get trolls on blogging, but there's no way for us to look at patterns to see how their preferences are changing, if they're changing, what real issues are versus just a few people that are very loud complaining. And so I hope that, especially with the morning's keynote, we can start to formulate user feedback in a more efficient way so that people can use it rather than tune it out whenever it gets too loud. So moving towards the future, there are a few goals for the project that I would really like to see. KDE is not usable, but I think we're making great progress for the amount of work that we've put into it. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of corporate support like GNOME does. We don't have paid interaction designers or developers who are specialized in human factors or user interface to implement designs of other designers and usability engineers. But we're getting some things done. We've improved a lot of applications. But again, one person can only do so much. I've been very active over the past few years. I've been involved in the KDE usability project since 2004. However, you wouldn't be able to tell that by looking at the KDE environment as a whole, because I am one person and KDE is huge. What we need to do is institutionalize usability and take it from the top down. What is currently happening is the designers, such as myself, are working on the very project level. We are not looking at it at the top KDE level. And so usability has been on the fringe. We improve one little product, We improve one little application, and the people using that application will feel better about it. We've improved it, that's great. But what happens to the rest of the environment? We have one product that is really good, and then the rest of it still needs a lot of work. So overall, the whole environment still needs a little bit of work. What we need to do is take a global view of usability. The only way that I've thought to be able to do that is to get more involved in development. Not actually write code, but to try to understand the libraries, try to understand some of the technical problems. I was on KDE DevHill for a while, but it was a lot of mail that I didn't understand. I was off it for a while and then I got back on, and I'm trying really hard to read through all the emails. This happened about a couple weeks ago. People were talking about, oh, this is actually on the Plasma list. People were talking about tabs and a UI and so on and so forth. And then one email that I happened to catch had a screenshot about the tab interface. I was like, oh, well, that's great. I look at the screenshot, they weren't exactly tabs. Again, we had a dialogue about it and it went fine or whatever. I'm not really talking about the tabs at the moment, but I didn't catch that problem until the very end of the discussion, which kind of derailed whatever else was going on after that discussion. I need to be able to come in at the beginning. That is very hard for me because I'm not a developer. So we need to find better ways of not only me, but other people understanding from the top, understanding how libraries affect the entire environment, and things like that. Also, more education of the developers. You already have a very good idea of usability, but we need to give you more ammo for your development practices. Usability goes beyond testing. User research is probably the one thing that every developer could do and would greatly improve anything that you touch. Simply understanding who your users are and what they're trying to do with your software provides so much insight to what you're actually creating, it would help immensely. And there are also developer usability methods that you would be able to employ yourselves. Simply taking either screenshots or easily packaged software that has not been released yet, find a couple people on the KDE users IRC list or on the mailing list, help them install the software and ask them a couple structured questions to see if some design assumptions are working out would be incredibly useful, and you would be able to catch those problems before the bug reports start rolling in. Again, even after you release it, you might not find problems with that exact feature, but it might roll into something else later down the line, and it'll be harder to identify and fix.
Also, how and when to integrate usability. This is back to the, yes, I want it, now what do I do? There are a bunch of different activities that designers can do, but they come in at different parts of the development cycle, and so understanding when to ask for help and what kind of help would help you talk to us a little bit better. We also need more designers. As much as the developers can do, there are some problems that cannot be solved by developers just because you don't have the background. I mean, I don't understand kdlibs, and I don't know Python and C++ and a variety of other languages. I'm not going to be able to help you debug. Same thing as, you know, there's a problem in a UI, but you don't know how to fix it. Which widget do I use? What would be a better label? You need somebody like me or somebody like Alan or another designer to be able to help you out with that, because we have an arsenal of methods that we can do. We have a lot of practice. Most of the people that have been involved in the KDE usability project have been professionals, or they were in design or usability factors or whatever university. And we know how to get the right kinds of answers and the right kind of feedback from users while also minimizing the noise that we often experience whenever there are problems. I did that out of order. We also need to get more users involved in a calm and orderly fashion. Again, user research is the number one thing that we need to focus on. In addition to the institutionalization, there are two slightly different problems that can be that are addressed separately, but they're both very important. Testing before release, as I mentioned, we need to put the user back into user-centered design. That's the only way we are going to improve our software. So in the meantime, while we are looking for more designers and we are educating developers, there are a few things that I would like to, a few things that we've been doing well that I would like to continue in the project. Become more involved in development. I would like to discuss this at the HCR workshop during one of the open sessions that we have, to figure out what are some ways that I can help you and I can learn more about the right parts of the development cycle so that I can insert myself and integrate myself into KDE development and not take this project level, very low level look at the project, but more of a global look. Also, assist and promote the KDE user research profiles. Ellen will be talking about user groups and personas and give you some information and teach you how to make those that you would put into your user research profiles. But you still need somebody to give a second pair of eyes. You still need somebody to ask questions. And so I want to be able to be there for those questions. Also work with the user community. There are a lot of people who would like to have a more structured user community to minimize some of this noise. And I would like to find ways that I can work with that community to be able to structure useful usability feedback. And continue blogging about usability in KDE and open source. I've gotten lots of comments about my blog. Not everybody may agree with what I have to say, but I think a lot of people like seeing me talk about the topics that I talk about and find it interesting. And it's also giving a lot of exposure to usability in the KDE community and anybody else who happens to have my blog syndicated. So I think that's sort of an easy, low-hanging fruit part of the education goal. Also continue work on the human interface guidelines. At the beginning of the summer, we had two seasonal usability interns, and they've been helping us with the human interface guidelines. We've made a lot of progress this summer, and you will be able to learn more about that on Wednesday. But I would also like to continue with the direction that we've taken in the summer. We're attacking the guidelines in a little different way than we were in the past. And just to build the knowledge base of that. And then also, very practical, continue to review user interfaces and design better ones. That's been a little bit more of my focus this year, where I've been taking different KCM modules or different applications and just trying to do things like fix the alignment, fix the button, fix move things around so that it makes sense for the user's task flow, so the right options are in the right order, that sort of thing. Very easy things that don't take a lot of development, just a little bit of time. For more information, the KDE Usability Project, usability.kde.org, we also have our usability reports there. the KDE 4 Human Interface Guidelines. If you want to learn more about that, come to our workshop on Wednesday. Not going to make it easy on you. And open usability is also a good resource for both designers and developers in open source, and they have a lot of good information, other resources about usability in open source software. As you can see, that I am really pushing our HCI workshop on Wednesday, and I expect everybody to come. Some of the things that we'll be talking about are research methods for usability and design, and we'll be talking about things besides usability testing. What are activities that the designers do, and what are some activities developers can do to get that user feedback, or not all of them are participatory. What are things that we can do amongst ourselves to improve software? Ellen will be talking about user groups and personas. Aaron will be talking about Plasma and HCI concepts behind Plasma. And we'll also be going through new topics in the human interface guidelines, including some sample guidelines, sample patterns, how to spot HIG violations, that sort of thing. And then at the end of the day, until they kick us out, we'll have an open user interface workshop where you can bring samples of code, screencasts, mock-ups, screenshots, anything like that to get feedback on and try to solve some of these problems. I think I made it before time because you are not yelling at me.